Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Well, hello everybody out there. Welcome to the spirit. Boy, it's hard to have spirit these days, isn't it? You're finding that out, you know. If you're down, you know what? There's only one place to go. Go inside and believe in something other than yourself. I was thinking how it's affecting what's going on in this country, how it's affecting, it's even affecting marriages and relationships. Because I think the main cause of divorce is really financial difficulties. And there must be a lot of people out there that are really stressed all the time. It doesn't make home life good. And then it affects the kids and they see what's going on. Sort of strange. Just before the show, I have a TV I was looking at, and I saw Rush Limbaugh making a couple of statements, and then I put on Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. So I always do that before the show just to see if there's anything that happened that I missed. It was funny. Old George Bush would say one sentence. Yeah, I back Romney. He says, but I'm keeping out of this. I'm out of politics. And from his presidency, I thought he was out of politics when he took over as president. You know, at least we're paying the price now. Pied Piper by the Lottie Daz. Boy, I love that version. They should re-release it because it was only big. It was number one in New Zealand and like record of the year in Australia. And they did House of Europe there too. They were a good band. They were like the Beatles of New Zealand and Australia. Maybe not a lot, but there were millions of people that were really into them. They sold a lot of records. I never got to see the money because you always took advances. So by the time it was time for royalty checks, if you were a writer or producer, you'd already taken advances. And you probably owed the company money by that point. Bringing back somebody because they were only about a year ago, and it's the amazing Capper, Paul Capper, and his band is a really good band, you know. And this is their, actually, they just got back from Europe, and this is their introduction, really, to the United States of their new album. This band is touring and happening, and I'm watching the bands that are out there. I did get involved with one that turned out to be a disappointment for me as far as the character of the band. It's about the music and the feeling and making the audience more important than you are, and the acts that have that feeling, you know, they become the acts that people relate to. And nobody said it was going to be easy, which I always say, no one said it was going to be easy, but Paul Capper, the amazing Capper, said it, so while we get Paul, why don't we check out Nobody Said It Was Going to Be Easy and get the spirit back. And that will be easy because the music will bring us back to where we come from, everybody.
Standing down on the floor. All I'm saying, I know
That music didn't give you back the spirit, because I was down and out, and there's nothing like good rock and roll, don't you think, Paul? Obviously,
that's a rock and roll track, all right. We've been looking at this all our career thing, and nobody said it was going to be easy, and I guess things aren't too easy, but if it's not easy, get up and try again, and get up and try again, because it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, it's funny, because I've been going into my sixth decade doing this, and making records and that kind of thing. So many times I heard it said, it's not going to be easy, the industry is this and that, but I really believe that the people that really have the desire and something to give do get to the where they want to go. And when did you get back from Europe?
Well, we flew in last week, and we just wanted to catch up with some friends, and we wanted to visit the studio where we'd made the record and say hi, and thanks very much for making the record with us, because guys here have been absolutely fantastic, and we wanted to play some shows and have a little bit of time off as well, just kind of stand back and not be caught up with working all the time, because we kind of, your life passes you by sometimes, doesn't it? You've just got to, you can work only so many weeks of the year, and so we thought we'd sort of play some show, but kind of take it easy, really. But then we've been hit by this kind of heat wave.
Yeah, we've been hit by another heat wave called Mitt Romney and the right wing Republican Party of America.
I have heard all about that.
I mean, what are people in Liverpool? Yeah, are they aware of what's going on here and how it affects them too?
Well, I think everybody in their own country are a little bit insular. It's like I guess in this country you might have Fox News or something like that, and we have the equivalent of Sky News, and I think everybody just gets concerned with their own affairs in their own country, and I don't think people follow what's happening in America too closely. But it's certainly lots of people are aware of it. You're coming to the crunch in November, though. Yeah, you're coming to the crunch in November, I think, with the you've got an election, haven't you, with Mitt Romney, and I think that could be.
We may have lost.
Are you there?
You know, it sounds like we might have lost Artie. We're going to go into the next tune and reestablish. Hey, he's got a new cell phone. We're going to figure it out. Here's the next cut from Radio Waves. We'll be right back.
Live long, your spirit will be gone in 3 minutes. They be late in the day, the sun you blows me away. Whatever you need, I got. I haven't heard this for a while. The song of youth sounds divine. My reverie from another time. Don't get hung up on the past. Just plug it in a
then blast.
Point the lens, press the shutter. Roll the tape and let it bow and flutter.
Just being around these people made me happy.
Well, you know, I know what you mean.
They were sort of counting on me. Radio Waves is still playing, I take it?
No, Artie, we are back.
Oh, we are back. Well, hello, everybody. We are back. Okay, Radio Waves. What do you think about the Radio Waves these days, Paul?
Well, I think we were just talking before the song finished there, and we were talking about how this program that you're running here is like pirate radio, like the pirate radio of America, is what you just said to me. I think it was a fantastic quote, because it is like pirate radio. You're putting stuff, and I think you also just said that the stuff out there that shouldn't be out there and the stuff that should be out there isn't. And I love listening to radio. When I was a kid, I used to go to bed, like, you know, tuning into radio stations, pirate radio stations. In Britain, we had it was Radio Luxembourg, and the signal was coming and going, and there was kind of ships off the coast that were playing the kind of music you wanted to hear. And that's the underground sound that was, you know, attracted to music. That's what my song was really about, was just saying how much I miss radio, you know, how much, you know, and the music that I heard on the radio when I was growing up meant so much to me. I think we all miss it.
Yeah, we do. We do. You know, what's good about doing the show with all the other stuff that I do is a lot goes into the show because... you know, it's got to be something that I feel, if I was at radio, that I'd be playing. You know, it's like I'm pretending I'm doing radio. and this is not really radio. This is really people connecting with people, you know. And in this country, it's hope, it's peace and music equals love, you know, or love and peace equals music. You know, it's a great trilogy. As I was asking you before, who plays in the band with you?
Well, I got I got a three-piece band, and I play the guitar and the vocal and sing. And I got Martin Byrne, who plays bass. He's a fantastic bass player. And this year we've recruited a young lady called Laura Gilchrist, who's an absolutely fantastic pocket drummer. Everyone's just knocked out with her. She's only 26, and she's just absolutely marvelous. So we're delighted to have made this record with her now.
Yeah, well, you did a really good record. You really did, because I have the other one, and this sounds really good. You know,
yeah.
Radio Waves. What was that line? Radio killed the...
Video killed the radio star.
Video killed the radio star. And now we have radio killing the radio star, and that's terrible.
that's like the last thing to go, isn't it? It's like they say, when you die, the last thing that goes is your hearing, and it's like, you know, maybe that's the analogy.
Yeah, really. You know, Z-Man, that's the first time I started to tell people today, for the first time for some reason, that we really are pirate radio.
Yeah, and I think you've got that exactly right. I think that it's kind of like it's kind of like an exciting thing to think that you could have a sort of underground revolution that you know, whatever the medium is, if it's the internet, and obviously now the internet is the powerful medium that we can use. But it's great to think that, you know, that there's a way out, and somebody who's got all the experience, in the business that you've had, to sort of come out the other side of it and to be this side of the fence is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is, and it's amazing that I'm still here.
I'm
still crazy after all these years, and I hope I stay that way. You know, I'd rather be crazy inside than let all this outside stuff eat me up. But it's a good format, because I am very political, and I do love this country, and I do love freedom all over. And you know, like I've said before, you know, a couple of trips to India, you know, and the thing that's sad is when I went 3 years ago, I said to Caroline, who I live with, I said, I could see America becoming like India, with 1% having 99% of the money, and with all the people out of work here now, and you can't blame it. They're trying to blame it on Obama, but it's not. You can't blame it on Obama. You have to blame it on the Bush administration. Anyway, I don't want to go too far away from you. So,
I think you're right. You've got to blame it on the banks as well, though. You've got to look at the whole financial system and the way that everything's geared just to make in so much money for so few people. And I mean, I think I was looking at the other day. Somebody had shown a visualization of a map of America and showing how you know, like 44% of the people own the biggest part of the country. You know, if it was an analogy with their land mass, you know, if people owning land. The money, I mean, there's so much money in so few people's hands. And I think that's the same, you know, it's like in the country I come from, in England, we have a government made up of so many members of multimillionaires, and they've all got the money, a bit like Mitt Romney, where he's got his money offshore in the Cayman Isles, or, you know, these guys have all got the money stashed up in the British Virgin Isles. And it's kind of like it's all set up for them, and they don't represent the people anymore, so...
No,
yeah,
they really don't.
There as well.
I'm just curious. Do you ever think about President Obama or anything, or like what do you think about it? Because you're from England.
I think you've got I mean, I'm not saying Obama's perfect, and I know everybody's going crazy about Obamacare here. I'm seeing it on bumper stickers. And I realize how much of an issue that's going to be for people, but it seems to me that the kind of Republican Party seems to be going, you know, you've got, you know, your Boston Tea Party, and it's going so far to the right that it seems to me, when, you know, come November, when you've got this election, if they don't vote, if it's not Obama, then I dread to think what's going to happen to this country. I really
well, the thing about Romney, you know, when the Supreme Court, which is a George Bush Supreme Court, basically a right-wing court, you know, when they let something pass that people could donate any amount of money and not reveal who they are and not pay taxes on because it might blow their taxes and stuff. And just to think that Romney will probably have around $100 million more to play with, you know, than President Obama. And Obama never did get his programs through because the Congress wouldn't let anything get voted on. So his programs never really got into full work, but just the fact that he saved the auto industry, you know, and that he did get some kind of health plan started. I used to love my trips to, you know, to England. That's before I got sober back in 83. I used to love the trips because you had doctors and people could walk. You know, it was funny because when they legalize even heroin, I was never a heroin addict, but there are people that I know who have been. You know, people can go into drugstores, and what happened is the crime rate dropped incredible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not so much legalizing it, well, which may be part of it, but I think the idea is just taking a more humane approach instead of, like, incarcerating everybody. And, you know, like, I think the focus should be on trying to treat people and trying to help them, which is a productive thing to do. But I think jails are, you know, good business for some people, aren't they?
Oh, it's, you know, the money. Yeah, it costs. I think it costs $48,000 a prisoner. You know, and probably half of them are innocent anyway, you know. So it's like, got it made, babe. You wrote the song. I wrote a song called that we did, The Changing Times, before Crispian wiped us out with his version of the Pied Piper. But as the writer, I did not really care that much. I was sort of happy, you know. I wrote a song, and I forgot the name. Oh, called Thank You, Babe. So was there a particular babe that you were singing it to?
Well, you know, I've got a very, very beautiful wife. I'm very blessed and very lucky like that. So I think I have just a little message there, I guess. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with the same right. thing sometimes. But yeah, I guess sometimes as you wake up and think, you know, I'm lucky and I'm blessed. And so I guess that's what it was.
Yeah, same here. So Z-Man, don't you think we got it made, babe?
Waking up with you, babe, sets me up and gets me through, babe. Feels so fine like my sunshine, fresh and new with you, babe. Work or play, I'm on my way. With you I got it made, babe. With you I got it made. Making love with you, babe, sets me up and gets me through, babe. Your taste divine like fine old wine, blow away my blues, babe. All through the day, I'm on my way to making love with you, babe. Making love with you.
baby, making love with you.
Welcome back to Improving Relationships Between the United Kingdom and America.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, but since we're musicians and we're both crazy, what difference does it make? Because no one understands anyway. But, you know, dig the music. You know, just dig the music. What are your plans? Do you plan to tour again soon? Or?
Yeah, we're hoping to do. We're hoping to tie up some tour dates here in America for the fall, and so we're just going to have a talk to a few people while we're here and see if we can make that happen. And other than that, we'll go back home to Liverpool, and we'll go back into the UK and start playing, you know, playing around the UK again. Hopefully, in the fall we're going to get around the southern states, because I haven't been down south, and I think I'd really like to see. I think I've got a hankering to see Florida, and. Atlanta, and I've been to Nashville. I'd like to see Nashville, and, you know, I'd like to go to Memphis just for the hell of it, you know. That I'm an Elvis fan, so I guess I'd probably need to go and see Graceland. I've just got a feeling when I go to Graceland, it might just be like someone's house.
It's funny, because you know what? The only place I didn't get to was Memphis, and I was actually friends with Muddy Waters, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I never really got to Memphis, you know. Everywhere else you mentioned, I was there because of the music, or because I had to be there because I had a group there, or I was on tour with somebody, you know. And it's really great. Yeah, I'm glad I got to be on tour. I'm glad I got to play for a lot of people. It could have been 20 people. It would have been the same. It was just so good to be up there, you know, and I'm glad I experienced it.
We were just talking before about you, you know, opening up with Sonny and Cher and you know, playing to 10,000 people every night of the week or something, or 20,000, whatever, you know, the crowd was there. That's just, you know, an amazing thing to have done.
Well, yeah, it really was, because it was totally unexpected, because that was just a demo that someone threw out, and I didn't even know it was out. And I get a call in a restaurant that I'm on Philips Records. My name is The Changing Times, and the Pied Piper is on the charts. And you go on tour with Sonny and Cher in 2 weeks. I didn't even know. I forgot I even made the demo. That whole record was cut in a half hour. I had extra time in the studio, and you knew the level of musicians I had. So within a half hour, wrote the song, recorded the song, mixed the song, and threw it away. And then, someone was in a meeting and had nothing to play with for Phillips, and Phillips Love didn't put it out, and that's how I found out. After it was already on the charts, I was booked for a tour, and I'd only played in a symphony orchestra in front of a big amount of people when I was in high school, because I was a trumpet player. So,
Completely unprepared for that, then, really, weren't you?
Oh yeah, totally, yeah, totally. You know, I was about 40 miles out of New York, and someone said, "Well, drive in right away and go to the newsstand on Broadway," because they used to come out with the charts. And Cashbox and Billboard and Record World, they'd come out on a Sunday night, but they wouldn't get to the public till Monday, except for this one stand, and there it was, you know. So then I believed it was real, and then 2 weeks later, there we were, traveling around and having a ball, you know. Nothing like sitting in a school bus while Sonny and Cher flew, and sitting in a school bus for 18 hours, right, and then getting on stage. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's, you know, the distance. But one thing you can't get used to if you're, you know, from Europe or England, you know, you might drive from one city to another and it's a few miles, you know. It might take an hour or something to drive from one city to another. But here, you know, I mean, the distances you can't begin to imagine unless you've been here. And you know, I mean, I, the first time I came to Chicago, I mean, we drove out to the suburbs or something, and I was saying to my friend, you know, where are we now? What state are we in? And I was like, no, you haven't got out of Chicago yet.
Oh yeah.
So I'd imagine being on a school bus for 18 hours. That's fun.
Yeah, Chicago is fun for me because I was the head of A&R for Mercury, and we had Chuck Berry. And for some reason, he liked me. So whenever he came to Chicago, I'd fly in to the Chicago Mercury Phillips office, and I'd sort of babysit Chuck Berry for the weekend and just pray I didn't get arrested too.
Yeah, he's a dangerous person to know, I gather, but I think he had such a lyrical genius, you know, Chuck Berry, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
right.
We, we went out to Chess Records, but it's not really Chess Records now. You know, we went to the Willie Dixon Foundation, and it's still the same room, and you can kind of clap your hands and you can pick up the ambience of the room that was Studio A, you know, there. And
I've been there.
Yeah, well, I realize, but I don't think lots of people from Chicago go there. I think when we were talking to them, there seemed to be lots of guys kind of coming from Europe, almost on a pilgrimage, as if, you know, the guys from Europe are sort of like in reverence of the blues.
Right.
I guess people go to go and see Buddy Guy, you know, they might go to Legends or something in Chicago now, but we have to go to Chess Records. Just an absolute must.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. You know, the blues is interesting. People forget the real blues. I'm surprised that, but they're not playing some of the old real blues. You know, like Little Willie. You know, who played harp with Muddy, and then he left Muddy, and Muddy got really mad because he had a big hit, and he got bigger than Muddy for a while. I forget his name totally. It was Little Willie, but there's two Little Willies. This was the Little Willie that played with Muddy, and he had a couple of number one records himself. You know, I don't think he was out to have number one records. He was out to make bread. You know, we all have to survive somehow.
Yeah.
You know, since it's illegal to smuggle guns, there's always music.
Well, yeah. If you've got a choice of gun running or music, I suppose I'm going to go with music, I guess.
Right, and talk about relationships. Just another married woman, eh?
Yeah, now that's an interesting one. We came to the studio here in a cinema sound studio in Aurora, and the guys here have been absolutely fantastic with us, and you know, kind of opened up their home to us. And we're still here now. It's like we haven't been away, and we just decided. I had this song, and the band on the record, the band hadn't heard it. I just said, listen, you know, it's like this. It's in G. It's kind of going to go like this. That's how we cut it. Which is good, because I think it's like what you're saying about, you know, writing it and making a demo and putting it out there. I think that in some ways that's what we try to do in some of the, you know, some of the cases of these tracks, just to have the spontaneity.
Really?
And we can do that because we're self-producing. So
that's sort of crazy, because in the days when I happened, the pop record days, when if you were a songwriter, you knew who you were writing for. Like if you know, there'd be a board and it would say, the Shirelles are recording, Jerry Butler's recording, Roy Orbison's recording, so-and-so's recording, and you could write to the style, and you had a good chance of getting on that album.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we had targets. Right now, if you're just a writer, unless you're just writing geriatric or just common country songs in Nashville, you know, and there are great writers in Nashville, you know, and there are some good rocks, you know, rock country bands coming out. Like, I thought the Dixie Chicks were great. It's a shame that, because they made a remark that the political right did not like, that they basically were sort of banned, you know, because they used Jesus' name and a totally innocuous way, you know. And I thought they were a good move from country artists into rock. You know, and they were great to see, and they were just really good. I miss them being around.
Yeah, I actually love them. Dixon Chicks, fantastic. I love them.
So, Z-Man, did we play Just Another Married Woman?
That's coming up right now.
Oh, okay. I thought it was playing while we were talking. That would have been interesting.
Burn a wedding band. Well, they say it's forever. Love locked together, but this idea has been crushed. She cannot reveal it, she just cannot feel it. But one thing she knows is a must. She's just another married woman, leaving all the love she can. Just another married woman, giving all the love to a single man. On his own, bought his own home. He leads a bachelor's life. For the many he's known, so much love has he shown. But one thing he don't want is no wife. With no strings attached, he can surely relax. This issue ain't based on trust. But there's a suspicion, something he's missing. This affair ain't love, it's just lust. She's just another married woman, giving all the love she can. woman, giving all her love to a single man. Perhaps they'll outgrow it. This affair can't surely last. But desire is so needy, and time goes off speedy, and before you can laugh, it's half past. It's the ticking top biological clock, and before long, it's twilight of dusk. Like extra time, the way we're designed, you take what you can or go bust. Just another married woman, giving all the love she can. Just another married woman, giving all her love to a single man.
Spirit, yes, and it is Spirit of the Woodstock Nation, because Woodstock's a long time ago, but Woodstock is now. If you believe in peace, and if you believe in getting together without violence, I mean, there's your example. You know, and I take no credit except my name's on it. Yeah, I take credit. What the hell?
Yeah, you
I deserve it. I'm not going to take my. Well, I don't know. I think my first song I heard on the radio. You know, like. You know, that was there were a lot of things that I worked on that, you know, like the Tracy Chapman Fast Car. To me, FM radio had not played a black female artist. It was like they weren't getting played, and the fact that it was a black female artist singing a folk song, and when I agreed to take it on, it had to go number one rock, and it took like 5 months of intense work, and it was much harder to promote than to promote Woodstock. You know, and the guys who worked for me, I had 12 people working for me that I hired to get that record on rock radio. And they say to me, Woodstock was not your greatest promotion. They say Tracy Chapman was. Yeah, so yeah. The guys who do it for a profession knew how hard that was. And that's what brought me Neil Young, because they had the same manager. Because I never even thought of promoting a record for anybody else. I just learned radio so I can get my songs on. You know, or help friends of mine. I never thought of it as an income, but it sure helped. It really
did. A lot of rigmarole involved in getting on the radio these days, and you know, I think as you said to me before, that it's a game that you've got to play. So you must actually be pretty expert in that game. But I guess you've kind of rallied against it as well.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. What made you decide that you're going to just jump into this and bet your life on it? Because in reality, when you pick this career in this industry, you are betting your life on it.
Yeah. I'm still kind of like hanging by a thread in lots of ways, because it's not like I've, I'm an artist who's kind of made so much money that I can just sit back and, you know, I've got to worry about it every year. I've got my life depending on it. But, you know, to me, it's not really a choice. I mean, it is something you do because you love it. And if you don't love it and you don't have the passion for it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
You shouldn't be doing it for the money, even though, yeah, we've all got to live and we've got to make our money. If, you know, I could sort of view myself as a sort of half-intelligent person that might be able to make some money if I had a mind to do it. But I'm in love with music. I always will be. Never going to change. I do it because I have to. It's just a need. So
yeah, you can't get away. You can't get away from it. You know, it's the same with me right now. You know, it's like, you know, what else do I know?
Yeah, exactly. What else would you want to do anyway? I mean, not that there's no other challenges in life or there's no other things that are worth doing. There's lots of things, but, you know, I'm sitting here in the studio. I've got guitars to the left, guitars to the right. I mean, that kind of makes me happy. That makes me feel secure. It just makes me, it's something that I just have to do.
Good idea for a song. Guitars to the left of me, guitars to the right, stuck in the middle with you.
I think that's how I'm at. Let's do a song like that.
Yeah, we'll call it Tick, Tick, Tick. You got that, C-Man?
Tick, tick, as the hours pass. Coming down now, but I'm way too fast. Heads out west, but the rest comes south. Talking over drivers, just a motor in my mouth. Rise and shine. Take your kiss. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. I said I'm dreaming my dreams. Making my moves, man, I'm scheming my schemes. I overload my code until I just explode. To the highway and the less traveled road. Rise and shine your wings. Cross the line. Go take your kick. Tick, tick, tick. Come on. Make a shape. This feeling drives me and I can't escape. Mind over mountain and it's way beyond me. Behold the man and the blind shall see.
Z-Man, and here we are with the spirit, me and my friend over here, Phil. It's Paul Gappa, and really nice, smart man, and very talented. It's a pleasure having you, Paul. When is your album going to be available?
Well, the album's it's out now. You can get it on our website, AmazingKappa.com, or it's on probably on iTunes and all those usual things, but you just look up Amazing Kappa and you'll find it. It's out there.
Yeah. And I think when you tour more here, I think you'll be out there. Well, you're out there anyway.
Yeah. You're out there.
I know, and I'm happy to be, because I don't like them school books, Mama. I want to learn by life, huh?
I think me and you, Ozzy, we're gonna stay here on Earth while Mitt Romney gets on his spaceship and clears off. You know,
we're yeah. Well, I heard. Yeah, like we were talking when we were talking earlier in the day, there is a planet somewhere that already has people living on it, but we don't know.
Yeah, it's a colony. Yeah.
It's a colony of, you have to have 100 billion to get there.
We'll stay here and be humans.
Yeah, we'll stick here in the land of McDonald's. The land of McDonald's. Thank you, George Bush, for that. He's just another guy trying to get through his own way, you know, and that was his way. I don't know. It doesn't relate to people. It only relates to, you know, those. I mean, I've been there, you know. I've had those kind of assets. Didn't really make it work, you know. Didn't really make it work. Actually, this show makes it work. To me, it's like a hit record. You know, it's there and people could hear it. They can go into the archives, and it's amazing. Don't we have stuff in the archives, E-Man, that have over 1 million hits?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and that's good to know, because it's just sharing and just hoping that some people agree, and then hoping that some people disagree, because at least they're involved. You know, and that's why I say whatever I feel, because otherwise I wouldn't do the show, and, you know. And we do the show for free, you know, and give up other things, right, Z? So
we can lose money better than anyone.
Yeah, yeah, we're pretty good at it. But making people happy, and that you can't buy. And I guess I'm going to ride out, because we're getting pretty close, so I have to close. Stick with me to the end. I'll close with you on the show. Well, I'm just going to talk, and I'll play one of the... What am I playing last? Do I ever decide?
Aphrodisia.
Huh?
It's Aphrodisia.
You want to... We're going to have some time. We're still on time, as usual. Do you want to close with... we're all playing in the same band, or one of those again?
To faire l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisia. Ooh la la.
I'll tell through a Venus. Aphrodisia, mon désir pour toi. Je voudrais une te voir. Ma chérie te fait l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisiaque, oh la la. Aphrodisia, she says, with a Gallic twist. Belle de jour, crème de la liste. On shook up lovers like Henry and June. Big old passion in a rented room. Aphrodisia, mon désir pour toi. Je voudrais ne te voir. Ma chérie te fait l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisia, oh la la. I'm all tied up as she goes down. She's the circus and I'm the clown. In a silent movie, brothers Lumiere. Her expose, but she don't care. Aphrodisia, mon désir pour toi. Je voudrais ne te voir. Ma chérie te fait l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisia, oh la la.
Aphrodisia, mon désir pour toi. Je voudrais nu te voir. Ma chérie, te faire l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisia, oulala.
Aphrodisia, mon désir pour toi.
se fait l'amour ce soir. Aphrodisiac, oh là là.
It's actually past the end of the show, and I just want to say thank you for joining me in the spirit, because I certainly needed your spirit tonight. So thanks for sharing it. And Paul, you know, things got a little better for me inside after we talked today, and it's really good to be a friend, and it's really good that I enjoy your music, and it makes it double good. So you're a double good. you get double good.
I've had a triple good day talking to you. I'll go over one of the double things with a triple. So I've had a great time.
And it's funny, you came from England, and so we'll both say goodnight, and everybody hold the spirit. And I know things are tough out there for so many of us, because it's tough here too. You know, it's tough here too. I'm not one of the 1%. You know. I'm just happy that they am still involved with what I love, music and people. And I guess, what do you want to say on your parting shot before we do Bert's song, They've All Come to Look for America, which I produced, by the way, but it was also the only standing ovation at Woodstock, so there. So, Paul, what's your parting words? You just came to America, why'd you come? You came to look for America this time.
I've got to tell you, it's the strangest thing that you've just said that, because I was standing in the studio before with an acoustic guitar playing that song. I haven't played it for years. It just came into my head, and I sang the song. You know, I was like, you know, not like that. Yeah. Let us be lovers.
Well, you know what? That was one of my proudest moments. I'm not bragging. It just shocked me because I grew up with him. But Paul Simon said in Rolling Stone that Artie Cornfield did what no one else could do. He topped one of my songs and did it better than I did it with Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon said that. Yeah, it was the song we're going to hear now. And he said that I cut it better than he did. So anyway, we've all come to look for America. Everybody, if you're looking for America, get behind Obama. Don't sit back lazy. And have a great night. Keep the spirit and love you.
So at the scenery.